Good morning, everyone. So three major developments are moving markets this morning. We'll start with the US CPI, then we'll move on to the UK jobs report, which are at odds with one another, interestingly enough. And then finally, we'll end with Oracle's report and guidance, which is really driving the bullishness that you're seeing in some risk assets. So let's start with the US CPI. So that number came in firm. And what I mean by firm is that it came in relatively in line with expectations, slightly stronger on the core numbers, both on a month-over-month and year-over-year basis. That will keep the narrative of when the Fed is going to start cutting rates still in play. And it's not going to allow the market to really move on. So you'll see the market continuing to oscillate, depending upon what happens with further inflation data between those two sides. The market, is the Fed going to start in May? Is it going to start in June? Is it going to start in July? And how deep that rate cutting cycle is going to be. I should point out that post the release of the CPI, the overall level of rate cuts has not changed, although it has been pushed back slightly further. There had been some drift over into the May meeting after the comments from Chair Powell last week. But since the CPI was released, that has moved now further out to sometime between June and July. So haven't been able to dive into the numbers quite yet. That came out at 8:30 this morning, but we'll probably have a further report for you later on this week on that. Moving on to the UK jobs report, I think this is a very important development. You saw employment in the UK almost fall off a cliff. It was down 21,000. The street was expecting 5,000 gain in jobs in the UK. And in December, that number was plus 72,000. So that rapid decrease in the jobs rate in the United Kingdom is leading some to believe that maybe the economic growth engine could potentially, or the labor market could not be as strong as many are expecting, with keeping an eye on what happens in the United States. And then third development is the Oracle report and guide, because it was quite strong. It was a very robust report, and that is fueling the AI narrative so far this morning. They reported more bookings, RPOs, and there was a lot of qualitative aspect to their commentary on demand, not so much quantitative on reported revenue and reported revenue guidance, but that's rekindling this bull narrative in AI, which has had some weakness over the past couple of days. I do want to point out, though, that even though NVIDIA is responding to this Oracle cloud bullishness, they really did not actually say that they were having trouble securing GPUs despite an extremely aggressive data center build cycle for Oracle. So that might not necessarily translate into even more demand for a company like NVIDIA. So watch out there, because that was slightly, I thought, a point of contention in the Oracle call. The other thing to keep in mind this week is the Bank of Japan. We think it's edging closer to finally hiking rates this week. Next week. But they did say that they want to see the final results of wage negotiations the next few days before making a final decision. That's it for now. Pass it back to you guys.
Insignia Financial Group, LLC, comprises a number of operating businesses engaged in the offering of brokerage and advisory products and services in various jurisdictions, principally in Latin America. Brokerage products and services are offered through Insignia International Financial Services, LLC, headquartered in Puerto Rico, and through Insignia Securities, LLC, headquartered in Miami. Both are members of the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, and Securities Investors Protection Corporation, SIPC. Investment advisory products and services are offered through Insignia Advisory Services, LLC, an investment advisor registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission. In Uruguay, advisory services are offered through Insignia International Asesores de Inversión Uruguay, SA, Insignia Asesores de Inversión Latam, SRL, and Insignia Asesores de Inversión de Uruguay, SRL, in Argentina, and through Insignia Argentina, SAU, and in Chile through Insignia Asesorías Financieras, SPA. Collectively, these eight operating businesses make up the Insignia Financial Group. To learn more about the broker-dealers, including their conflicts of interest and compensation practices, please go to https://insignia.com/disclosures/ or via www.finra.org. To learn about Insignia Advisory Services and any conflicts related to its advisory services, please see its Form ADV and brochure, which can be found at investmentpublic.com. Advisor Public Disclosures website, https://advisorinfo.sec.gov/.